Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We got the swinging doors on the Allstate Skyline studio. We're going to continue the honky-tonk thing with the Family Gold. We're going to talk about honky-tonk music for the next hour. So we have Benjamin Miles on acoustic guitar and vocals, Michelle Morales on upright bass, Jeff Yonkus on fiddle, and Seth Bone on drums. So you guys want to introduce the first song you're going to do?
Yeah, sure can, and thanks for having us, Dave. Appreciate you having us on the show. Yeah. The first song we're going to do is called Stop Your Digging, Dog.
Okay.
All right, you all ready?
Let's do it.
One, two, one, two, three. Well, stop your digging, dog. You ain't got nothing to hide. Paws are all dirty, and you ain't light inside. You better stop your digging, stop your digging, dog. Stop chasing your tail. Stop howling at the world. Sober yourself up now and find yourself a proper girl. Oh, stop your digging, dog. Ain't got nothing to hide. The bones are all dry and your credit's been denied. Better stop your digging, stop your digging, dog. Well, your friends all been thinking that you have gone mad. But I know you and you just think they don't get the fun you're having. Bad, bad boy.
Bad boy.
You're bad, yeah, yeah, boy.
Bad boy.
Bad, bad boy.
Bad boy.
You're bad, yeah, yeah, boy. You better stop your digging, stop your digging, dog.
One more time, sister.
Well, stop your digging, dog. You ain't got nothing to hide. Ain't no one who wanna pet you. And your bed is on the ground outside. You better stop your digging, stop your digging, dog. Stop chasing your tail. Stop howling at the world. Sober yourself up now and find yourself a proper girl. Oh, bad, bad boy.
Excellent. The Family Gold on WGN sounds so good on AM radio, doesn't it?
Hey, I think it was meant to be.
It's perfect. So I want to get into the history of the band, but you're here. This is a great idea. This is the first time this has been at Fitzgerald's. Chicago Honky Tonk presents a Saturday special on two stages at Fitzgerald's on March 30th. And not only is it music, we're going to handicap all these bands. It's like a little mini festival, but there's food and a vintage pop-up market. You guys are going to play. So why don't you set it up by just talking about the honky-tonk scene in Chicago. And Benjamin, you're one of the co-founders of that, right?
Yeah, so Chicago Honky Tonk itself was established in 2017 as really just kind of a way to promote and expose all of the Chicago country music scene that was going on. I think there was a lot of frustration amongst country music players that there really wasn't like a central hub, and that the country music in general kind of can get a bad rap. So we're trying to change that and put a light on the music that that stands out and can tell a good story and give you something to dance to, something to two-step to. And
So how are you trying to change it?
Well, I think one part of it is the dancing culture. So a lot of us met by going to the Empty Bottle every Friday. The Hoyle brothers have been holding it down for long before us. They've been playing every Friday for the Honky Tonk Happy Hour, 5:30 to 7:30. A lot of us went there, and that's where we learned how to two-step, or that's where we kind of were exposed to the scene, and we said, hey, this is two-hour period is not enough. There needs to be a lot more of this. And that's kind of actually where I met the rest of the Chicago Honky Tonk gang, which is the co-founders themselves are Dan Whitaker and J.B. Duckett and Megan Williams. And they actually met the Family Gold. Was playing. We were opening up for Wayne Hancock.
Oh, Wayne the Train.
Yeah, Wayne the Train. Yeah. Best downstrum in the game. And we were opening up for him, and that's they came out to the show. We met, we hit it off, and we said, "Hey, you know, I think we can do something pretty cool together."
Well, handicapped the bands, but I mean, so you mentioned the Hoyle brothers; they'll be here at the Fitzgeralds on the 30th. The Lawrence Peters outfit, I know Lawrence. The Gin Palace Jesters, I know of them. Dan Whitaker, you mentioned, in the Shine Benders. How does this? And there's others. How does this meet up with like the Insurgent stuff that Bloodshot does? Do they blend together? Are they two different styles? And if they're different, how different are they?
No, I think there is a crossover, and that's another part of it. I mean, we call it honky tonk, but the truth of it is that it really kind of covers a much larger scene than just like traditional roots country. I mean, we try to promote bluegrass, folk, country, Americana, rockabilly. You know, I know you just had Dale Watson on a moment ago, and we, you know, look up to him as kind of that Ameripolitan idea of the music and everything that can live under that umbrella. So for us, I think that there is, like, I think that there is a lot of crossover. We actually work a lot with Bloodshot, and we try to promote each other. We do a big Christmas special every year, and we have them out, and So we're all in it together.
I've met you. I'm trying to look through the window here. You don't have as many tattoos as Bloodshot artists.
Well, that's just because I'm fully clothed.
Yeah. But how did this group get together, the Family Gold?
Yeah, sure. So this group got together, Michelle Morales, my wife, on the upright bass. We played in bands, indie rock bands throughout the years, and we wanted something that we could kind of do that was a little more accessible and something that we could play out and really just focus on the songwriting side of things. And so we got together, we started playing, and a couple years ago we met Seth Bowen on the drums, who is a drummer of a very great Chicago band called the Mannequin Men.
Oh, the Mannequin Men.
Yeah.
I was talking to Seth earlier. He used to date Naperville girls.
Hey. And well, I think it was
that's where all the money, Seth. That's where all the money is, Seth.
I think what's kind of funny, though, with that said, is a lot of the people in country music, we come from a scene of rock and roll and a very a history of a lot of different types of music. And I think you just get to a point where you're just like, man, I just want to get back down to the root of it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we might come back with a song. I'm going to come in and talk to you. I want to talk to Michelle too about some of the stuff she does. So more of Family Gold after this on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN, and we're talking to the Family Gold, and we're celebrating honky tonk music. Tom Hush, who put that Lone Star neon sign in there?
Oh man, I wish. I could use a Lone Star now.
We should theme out the studio of the musicians we have. Anyway, we're celebrating honky-tonk music with the Family Gold. You guys want to set up this song?
Yeah, we're going to do another one here. We're actually in the studio right now, and this is one of the tracks we just finished up. It's called Give Me a Reason to Believe. I've been looking for an answer, searching for an answer, praying for an answer from this pain. Though I keep a trying, screaming and a crying, nothing seems to take this pain away. Oh my God, I need a sign. You're still looking after me. Turn my water into wine. Give me a reason to believe. Well, this world, it feels so empty. Got me acting mighty crazy. Angry just to see another day. I feel weary, I feel hopeless, lost, I feel so broken, broken in a million different ways. Oh my God, I need a sign. You're still looking after me. Turn my water into wine. Give me a reason to believe. Where the sinning, the drinking, drugs, and all the gambling can unsatisfy my soul. Curses, evil feelings, the demons keep a winning. Oh Lord, I just wanna come home. You're still looking after me. Turn my water into wine. Give me a reason to believe. Give me a reason to believe.
Okay, very good. The Family Gold. Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
That's great. I love you, man. That's so are you a Webb Pierce fan?
I am indeed.
Talk about Webb. I mean, I'm just hearing Webb Pierce in those vocals, but talk about the influences. I mean, did you have an old school record collection?
I mean, Webb Pierce definitely is in there. He's a big influence. I think, you know, probably the biggest one is probably the most common one, but grew up listening to a lot of Hank Williams.
Yeah.
Dad and my grandfather was a big fan, so that was something that was played around the house a lot.
Where were they at?
My father, he's in out in Rockville, Illinois. I grew up in Sterling, Illinois, and my granddad came from Arkansas, a little bit of Kentucky, but ended up in Illinois and then back down in Arkansas.
And Benjamin, what brought you to Chicago?
Came here to Chicago to go to school and play music. Really, was playing in a rock and roll band early on. Studying different computer sciences and things, and always have been into the design community. So I kind of find my way into the arts in one way, shape, or form.
And you're a creative director.
I am, yeah. An interactive creative director.
So briefly, tell me, this leads to another question. Tell me what you do.
Yeah.
I'm looking for some...
Yeah.
Tell me what you do.
You need some web work, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But no, you work with musicians and acts, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I do a lot of web work. I do a lot of design and kind of the way things look and the way things move and feel online. And it's actually one of my biggest contributions to Chicago Honky Tonk is I manage all the websites. I do all the poster designs. And that was kind of one way I saw that I could help with the crew. But yeah, that's my background, and that's still what I spend a lot of my time doing.
Did you do that? I saw on our Facebook page, that was a really nice little, I reposted it. It was of the two beer bottles saying you're going to be on the show tonight.
This afternoon.
You just threw that together.
Betcha.
Boy, that was really sharp.
Hey, thank you.
Station should hire him. That's great. Now, here's what I was, what's it like to, so that's, you know, you're doing this interactive creative directing stuff, and then you're playing like a traditional music world. So how do those two worlds mesh up and stuff? How do you bring a traditional sound into a modern world?
I mean, I think that like being an artist at the core, like we find ourselves moving to a lot of the way, like the analog way of doing things, whether you're shooting film or the way that we just recorded, we recorded to tape. And I think that I try to not oversaturate things in a digital world where anything's possible. I think it's still really important to give yourself limitations and to work with those within those limitations. So I try to take that mindset when I do art or when I do design, and I apply that to the music as well.
So then, Michelle, is she by a mic?
Yes, I am.
So you guys meet.
So, yes, we met. Oh, my goodness. Well, he has our wedding date tattooed on him.
He does.
You're mentioning earlier he doesn't have any tattoos, but that one was the most important one. No, but we did meet over 12 years ago and over just our passion, which is music. And I was from Arizona, and I was coming here for grad school, and I actually caught wind of his a rock and roll band at the time. Since I'm a classically trained cellist that sort of bridges between the classical world and experimental, I thought, well, every band needs a cello player. That was the thing. And so contacted him, and of all places, we meet up at the Map Room in Bucktown, and we start talking about just kind of our hopes for where our music wanted to take us. And sure enough, lo and behold, a week later, we're going steady. And we start playing in groups together. And I always knew in his heart that country music has always been with him. And so we toured through a band called The Loneliest Monk, which is more of that experimental side of things. But right now, our main project is The Family Gold. And it's been just wonderful to sort of, since I'm a little bit more new to country music, it's just to get back to the story. I think that's the most important thing, as with all music, but in country music in particular. And so I'm learning quite a bit, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I used to say about Haggard, you know, I mean, that's American poetry, some of those Merle Haggard songs, you know. Now, you were at University of Chicago?
So, yeah, I teach at the laboratory schools, which our motto is that we teach the youngest students over at U of C. So I start at about fifth grade. I teach beginning strings through high school. And the great thing about that school is that we have the opportunity to build our curriculum. And so other than just the classical realm, we're really exposing kids to all sorts of genres of music. So we like to call it the three B's, which is Beethoven, Bach, and the Beatles, which is just kind of sums up the experience that we hope to give our students. And just last year, we had an artist in residence, which was part of the American Epic series that debuted and aired across the waves, specifically on PBS. And so we actually had them come to our school last year and bring the recording machine that pretty much started all, which is the Scully lathe. And a lot of our artists who we love and adore, anywhere from Jimmy Rogers to Lydia Mendoza to even Louis Armstrong, recorded on this machine.
Wow.
And it traveled from town to town. It was basically pre-American Idol. Come with your original tune, and you get to record on this machine straight to wax. And so the filmmakers and the engineers took over 10 years to find the original parts, piece it all back together, and that became the machine that was center to this film, American Epic. So they actually brought the machine to the lab schools at University of Chicago last year, and our students got to record on it.
Okay.
It's incredible.
That's fascinating. Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some more live music. We're going to stretch out into the band, and then we're going to handicap the festival March 30th at Fitzgerald. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. I'm Dave Hoekstra, and we're here in studio with The Family Gold. That's Benjamin Miles on acoustic guitar and vocals, Michelle Morales on upright bass, Jeff Yonkus on fiddle, and Seth Bone on drums. What do you got for us?
All right, we're going to do a... another original here called It's Gonna Be All Right. And if you're from Chicago, it's probably about that time of year where you feel like it's not gonna be all right. But we're here to assure you that it is. So, all right, you ready, y'all? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I don't like for you to see me like this, baby. I feel uneasy. I need you to believe me, it's gonna be alright.
This world has a way of working, beating us until we're hurt. Honey, this I'm certain,
it's gonna be alright. Oh, honey, babe, can no one take our love away? Bill collectors come a-knocking. Banker men, they won't stop talking. Soon that'll all be forgotten. It's gonna be alright.
You and I, we've got each other. A couple of coins to rub together.
gonna be all right. Tomorrow is a brand new day, and you and I are gonna be okay. It's gonna be alright. Oh, honey, hey, and no one take our love away.
Family Gold on WGN. If I was a DJ with some music here, I'd do a twin spin with In Spite of Ourselves by John Prine, right?
Yeah, yeah,
Iris
yeah.
DeMent. Was that Iris DeMent on that? So that's a... Now, is that track out, or did you say you're recording that?
That one's also in the studio as well. Yeah, we're working up, cooking up a full length, so...
And I got to tell people how to find you. So you want to throw out a website and how people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. The easiest way is just thefamilygold.com, and we've got all the social links on there. We're on Instagram and everything, Facebook. And got a 45 out on Soulstep Records with a couple tracks. And then we're working on this first full length, which we're going to be starting to trickle out songs here in the next month or two.
And you can also find us on Spotify, too.
Well, Spotify, right. And what's the 45?
The 45 is the A side's Absolutely Nothing, and the B side is a Charlie Jordan number called Keep It Clean.
Oh, where can you find that?
You can find it right on the website as well.
Okay. It says here on... I love this. Who wrote that? The Family Gold plays original hillbilly blues, recommended for two-steppers, whiskey drinkers, and all-around music lovers.
That's, well, we love all those things.
That's our audience here at Nocturnal Journal.
We think those things kind of come through in our music, and if you enjoy those things, you might enjoy us.
And we were talking before the show, some of your venues, of course, I know, I mean, Empty Bottle and Fitzgerald's, but talk about playing at Tricycle in
yeah.
Wicker Park.
Yeah, a good friend of ours, Joe George, a great musician here in the city. He's doing a Thursday night thing there. It's called Old Fashioned Thursdays, and they're doing just some music on the floor and some whiskey specials, and it's a good way to spend your Thursday evening.
Now, where is Tricycle? I've walked by it. I've been too scared to go in.
It's the old Silver Cloud
yeah.
spot, so it's it's on Damon, just north of Damon.
Right by Wabansia.
Yeah, Damon Walkie there.
Do they have a hit? Have they been doing live music there much? Or is that
I think this was about the third or fourth week that they've done it.
Wow. And do you have any other gigs coming up besides? We'll talk about the Fitzgerald's thing in a minute. Do you have
Yeah, we've got a great show coming up at the Empty Bottle on April 5th with another Chicago act here, David Quinn, really great up and coming artist here. And we're going to be playing with him. And. And we got shows scattered all throughout the summer. We're going to be playing Shubas and a few others. And
have you been to the new Carroll's Pub yet?
Yeah, that's it.
I haven't been in the new one yet.
We haven't played it yet. We've got a lot of our friends who have, and it's good to see that that's a
Tom Hush likes that.
What's that?
Tom Hush is giving it a thumbs up. Tom, the old one was such a great dive. I've looked in the window there. It seems cleaner than it used to be.
Well, you know, cleaner's not necessarily worse. You know, I quite like it. It's my neck of the woods.
Is it
so
really?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's good.
Is it good?
It's a nice place.
Do they
to
still
be.
Have the old band?
I don't know if they. I don't know if it's the old band, but they got the good bands.
Yeah, most of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to. I shouldn't judge. I'll have to go in there then. So have you guys been in there, Family Gold?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we haven't played it yet, but I imagine we'll make our way there at some point.
Jeff, are you around?
Oh, yeah. I'm
you did that
here.
Fiddle part, so I want to talk to Jeff and Seth a little bit. Jeff, tell me about your roots and where you learned to play fiddle.
Well, I was taken under my uncle's arms at the age of 18 and brought down to Louisiana, into Ville Platte, where this little summer camp goes on, sponsored by the Dewey Balfa, who's a Cajun musician.
Wow, yeah, I know.
And, so we would take it down 55 just about every year and go out there to Chico State Park out near Ville Platte. And we go play music and dance and, you know, carry out the week's activities. A little bit of drinking, maybe. And
So did you work with Dewey? I mean, did he teach you stuff?
No. Unfortunately, I started getting into this music after he had passed away. Yeah, unfortunately. But a lot of good musicians are out there that, you know, did get to learn from him. And I definitely got to play with some of those guys. So that's pretty
cool. So would you say you bring a Cajun style to this?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah. And Seth?
Yes, sir.
You there? You on a mic?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
And hey, Seth, talk about your background. You brought a little snare in tonight?
I brought just a little snare. That's the way I like it these days. I'm from Woodstock, Illinois. Moved to Chicago right after high school. And like Miles was mentioning earlier, I mostly played in harder rock bands. A band called Mannequin Men for the past 10 years or so. I was doing a job with Miles, working for his old company. And I think we were driving in the van, and I mentioned, or we were listening to Patsy Cline or something, and mentioned, man, you know, I'd really just like to play in a country band these days. Playing just with a couple of brushes on a snare drum is more my speed these days. So,
and it's interesting. So you guys come from different backgrounds. What does it mean to bring maybe a rock and roll background into the music you're playing today?
Oh, well, I think I can speak on behalf of all of us saying that I think rock and roll is the roots of country and Americana music in general. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with one more song, and then we're going to talk about a Saturday special. That's what it's called, right?
That is correct.
Two stages at Fitzgerald's on March 30th. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. We got the Family Gold in the Allstate Skyline Studio with one more song. What do you guys got for us?
Yeah, we're going to do, it's called The Sun Is Going Down. And truth be told, I wrote this song probably about 10 years ago and said to myself, I'm going to go home, buy a large bottle of brown liquor, and write the best country music song ever written. Now, I can't say that it is, but it felt pretty good at the moment.
Good for you.
Well, baby, I got drunk, told you to back off. Today I realized that wasn't fair. Maybe it's all the booze that makes me do the things I do, but that was the last time, I swear. 'Cause I'm putting down the bottle for good this time. Putting down the bottle till tomorrow night done come around. Well, I promise I will sober up till it starts to get too tough. Please forgive me, the sun is going down. Well, life would be so easy, but misery loves company. And I'm having the boys over tonight. Mark, Jack, and Jim Beam will be drinking in our blue jeans until the bottles run completely dry. 'Cause I'm putting down the bottle for good this time. Putting down the bottle till tomorrow night done come around. Well, I promise I will sober up till it starts to get too tough. Please forgive me, the sun is going down. Now I'm sorry for the things I said that made you run off the bed. Your door's locked and I'm sleeping with the cows. But tomorrow morning I'll feel lonely and stumble into a cup of coffee. And I hope you will forgive me somehow. 'Cause I'm putting down the bottle for good this time. Putting down the bottle till tomorrow night done come around. Well, I promise I will sober up till it starts to get too tough. Please forgive me, the sun is going down. You weren't there when I found my sober self.
left a note, the red that you need help. Now I hope you're at your mother's and haven't gone away forever. Come home, baby, or I'm gonna keep getting drunker, 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 and drunker. But I promise I will sober up till it starts to get too tough.
Please forgive me, the sun is going down.
The Family Gold on WGN's Nocturnal Journal. Tom Hush, this is the best country music show on WGN, isn't it?
It's the only country music show on WGN.
We'll take it.
Oh, this is great. I just know this sounds good in a car, right? You guys, do you listen like WSM in Nashville? Like you can.
Oh yeah. I think it's made for that radio wave. Tell you what.
Okay, so let's talk about the thing on the 30th, Saturday special. What time are you guys going to go on? Do you know?
Yeah, we're going to go on at 6:30 to 7:30. But that's it's a not to be missed. The whole lineup, it really is.
And set it up. I mean, what can people expect? Doors at 3, music starts at 4, admission 15 in advance, 20 day of the show. You get two stages.
We got the sidebar and the main, and we've got we're going to open the doors up at 3, and we got Dan Whitaker on at 4, and followed by the Jim Palace Jesters. We got the Family Gold, then Modern Sounds with Joel Patterson. That's going to be a real good one. I'm sure you've heard Joel play throughout the city in a couple different acts. And then we've got Lawrence Peters' outfit. You familiar with Lawrence?
Yeah, I know Lawrence. I know him. Yeah,
yeah. He does a great. It's called Country My Way. He does a radio show of his own with some good country music. And then headlining the main stage is the Hoyle Brothers. And we thought it most appropriate to have them. You know, they're the ones who kind of like kicked this all off for us at the beginning, and made a lot of sense to have them play and bring the party to an end.
I'm interested here, I put yellow marker, the Westerlies. Swing band plays both rare and popular tunes from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Their influences include Bob Wills, Cliff Bruner, Milton Brown. Milton Brown, yeah, that's great. Lightcrest Doughboys, the Andrews Sisters. Come show off your dance moves. So I don't know if you know much about the band, but talk about dancing to that type of Western swing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, what kind of brings us all together in Chicago Honky Tonk is the dancing. Whether it be swing or two-step, and two-step is primarily what we do. But, you know, early on when we were starting this, we were doing these monthly matinees, third Sunday of the month. And we said, hey, let's do something on a Sunday afternoon when there's not a lot going on. And let's teach two-step lessons, because a lot of people want to do it and they just are afraid. And, you show them a thing or two, and all of a sudden it's this, like, group community-based dance thing that, you know, gives people a reason to interact with the music, gives an energy for the bands to play to. So, it took off. It seems to be working. So that's about a year and a half ago that we started those Sunday matinees, which is why it seemed appropriate to call it the Saturday special. So I guarantee you there will be a lot of dancing going on March 30th.
Now, you'll have to explore the Nocturnal Journal archives on Facebook, which I never plug, but I think about 3 or 4 months ago, we interviewed, I went down to Branson and interviewed Mickey Gilley, because he's on an Urban Cowboy reunion tour, anniversary tour. This dancing is separate from Urban Cowboy-type dancing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit different, but it's what we do in Chicago is, I don't know if it's appropriate, but I call it the Chicago Two-Step, and that is where, everyone's doing the quick, quick, slow, slow, but in a big circle. And that just seems like something I haven't seen a whole lot of other places, not even down in Nashville. So I think it's kind of become a Chicago thing.
Saturday special, March 30th. You're going to have food and a vintage pop-up market?
Yeah, so we're going to do...
What's going to be there?
We've got we've done a few of these pop-ups in the past, and this is, I think, going to be the biggest one yet. We're going to have Ace High Vintage and Death Rose and a few others, and it's real great. It's a lot of vintage Western and clothing from all sorts of eras, but it's always just a really great curated collection of
of clothing and odds and goods and hats and scarves and things.
Look the part as well.
Yeah, right. So that leads to my question for the entire band. If it's a two-part question, if you could describe Honky Tonk as a music, and then part two, Honky Tonk as a lifestyle.
Does anyone want to give that first, or do you want me to go?
And say who you are. I can't see you.
All right, I'll step in first. This is Miles.
Okay.
I think that as a music, it is, it is about that story. I think it's something that you can kind of connect with, and you can both have a sad song that makes you happy and a happy song that makes you sad, and that's kind of the beauty of Honky Tonk. And then I think for the lifestyle, whether it be the fashion or the just the getting together, the dancing, the idea of community based and really gigantic, almost like a giant scene, a giant family. Mm-hmm. So I think the lifestyle, they go hand in hand. They really do. And it's hard to have one without the other. But for me, it's about both.
This is Michelle. I think Honky Tonk music just brings all walks of life together. That's what's so great about going to see the Hoyle Brothers on a Friday night after a long week of work. You see everybody there. It's like a family. And then the looking part, if you look good, you feel good. And that's the great thing about we're putting on some cowboy boots and then, scuffing the floor up and dancing. And there's no better joy than that.
Community. I mean, that's in all my projects. I try to touch on community, whether it's the books I write or the show. I mean, when you get together in community, do you find new creative ideas, especially musically? Will someone hip you? Like, will Lawrence Peters tell you about some artist you've never heard of, and then you want to learn about that?
Oh, yeah. I think that it's pretty what you'll find is a lot of the musicians, it's pretty incestual in that they play with a lot of the different people. And so whether it be getting ideas from each other, writing together, a good friend of ours, Old Wild Earp, he does this YouTube show where he brings different folks on and they learn a song together. And it is very much, it's not a competition. It's a lot about giving to each other. And for Chicago Honky Tonk, that's why the calendar's there. We said, hey, we need to have a place where everybody can see where this music is happening, no matter how big or how small it is. So there is a community there, and it's thriving. And dare I say, I think, right now to me, it feels like Honky Tonk is the new punk, and I'm happy that we're a part of it.
Great. We got about a minute and a half left. I want to put Seth on the mic. We got to get the story out, and I never thought on radio I'd say get well, Jerry Lee Lewis, but that's what I'm going to say. Seth, tell me about that's one museum I haven't been to.
Yeah. So if anyone gets a chance, go to Faraday, Louisiana, and check out the Jerry Lee Lewis Museum out there. Some of Jerry's family's out there, and I think a whole band is wishing the best of luck to him and his family during these hard times.
I just Googled it. There is a drive-through liquor store there?
Yeah, it's the museum/drive-through liquor store. They got other paraphernalia as well.
I got to go there. I mean, I'm going to be in Natchez in a couple months, so yeah. It's right across the river.
Go over there and have a drink for Jerry.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks so much for coming in. The Family Gold, Benjamin Miles, Michelle Morales, Jeff Yonkus, and Seth Bowen. And you can see them at a Saturday special at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn on March 30th. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Thanks to Ernie Scatton. Thanks to Tom Hush. And thanks to listening to Nocturnal Journal. We'll see you next time.